I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here right here. I was almost going to do on Radio Monterey out of habit, but Radio Monterey stopped broadcasting on December 31st. So, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, we'll be coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds in October of 2017, but if you get on the email list of rhodapsychicfair.com, you'll actually also be informed of ongoing events throughout the course of the year that are smaller events and informative events, and some are online events. So get on that email list so you can stay engaged and informed. You can also get on the email list of goodvibrationsradio.com and join our Facebook page, as well as the Facebook page for rhodapsychicfair.com. Well, here we are. We've completed one full week of the new year of 2017. I don't know about you, but it's been a challenging, constantly changing, interesting week. And I don't think the year is going to get any different. It's going to be surprise, 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 as Gomer Pyle used to say. We're at the 10th day of the month. And as you know, I like to start each show by talking a little bit about Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The real message of As a Man Thinketh is that whatever our beliefs and our habits and our patterns have been in the past, they've all created our present reality. Our present reality is a direct outcome of those thoughts, but our future is not predicted by those past thoughts and actions. Our future is created fresh and anew each and every day. By changing a pattern, by changing a belief, by changing a habit, we get to craft a new future. So the question is, especially for 2017, what future do you want to create? And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little section for each day of the month so that you can digest it more easily. And for the 10th day of the month, he tells us, take the responsibility. A person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. As we head forward to an inauguration next week, as we head forward to massive forced Senate confirmation starting tomorrow, as we head forward to what appears to be almost a coup or a takeover of our country, we need to remember, a person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. None of these things going on create your inner world. And your inner world creates your immediate outer world. And we still have the opportunity in each and every moment to create an outer world of peace and harmony. And the more we focus on that, the less we'll be buffeted by the external of all the insanity that's going on around us. A good thing to do each and every day is certainly start with your gratitude practice. And as I've shared many times, as was shared on this show by Reverend Charlotte Tinker, the channel for Kuan Yin, the gratitude practice that I use is, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. No matter what your mind may think, even sometimes no matter what your heart may think, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. When you find yourself being pulled or triggered by circumstances outside of you, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It's to remind you to be grateful for what you do have, for what is there in your life, not what is absent in your life. And another thing that's a wonderful practice for everyone to use is find some way of integrating some positive thoughts or affirmations every day. One of the things I do comes from the daily word put out by Unity. And today's daily word says, I bless all pets, giving thanks for their love and companionship. Now, as most of you don't know, I lost my devoted Merlin on January 1st. He was hit by a car, and unfortunately it severed the nerves. He would be paralyzed. He'd be unable to take care of his own bowel movements or anything else, and he had to be put to sleep. But Merlin was more than just a pet to me. He was a true companion. He was a true partner. He was a true loyalist who was there for me at all times. So I think for all of us, even if you don't currently have a pet in your life, think of the pets that you've had in your life and bless all pets, giving thanks for their love and companionship. As the license plate sometimes says, or the little mantra says, I wish I was half the man my dog thinks I am. Because our pets give to us unconditionally and we give back to them. We don't feel the judgment or sting we sometimes see in other people. We don't even look to them for approval. They automatically approve us. So let's try to imagine our life being filled with that same type of unconditionality and accept ourselves as we are, accept ourselves for all that we are, and work on accepting others the same way. I bless all pets, giving thanks for their love and companionship. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, and she provides her clients with custom essential oil blends and custom teas and hand-dyed silk scarves that create unique fusion consultations to empower their personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar. You have me a little choked up about sweet Merlin because he really was an amazing being, and it makes you realize that we have the opportunity now to really communicate at a new level with our pets because I know he knew exactly what you were saying, right? And it was like he was sitting there kind of having his conversation with you on another level. And that's part of kind of this opening up of this energy of this new millennium of taking all the relationships in our lives, whether it's with our soul, whether it's with our pets, whether it's with our family or friends or coworkers or spouses or partners, taking those relationships to a whole nother level. And if we could build our relationships on a foundation of unconditional love and trust and hope and faith, can you imagine what this world would be like? And that's really what we're being asked is we embark on this year of 2017. It's our first 1 year that's purely in limitlessness. And if it's in a millennium that's all about this relationships and communication and diplomacy and connection and collaboration and partnership. It's saying, what will we choose to create new? If we have a clean slate, if we have a blank canvas, if we have the power of the universe of limitlessness behind us, what would we choose to create? And for me, that unconditionality that we have with our pets, that amazing love that is shared. You know, I know when Cleo lies down on my chest and purrs, right? My heart just opens up. Well, what if those are training wheels to learn how to do that in all of our interactions? Because life is nothing if we don't have love. And our pets help us learn how to love better. And so whatever it is for you that helps you learn to love better, to open our heart more, to approach things without that judgment, with more unconditionality, those are all good starting points for 2017 and for planting really seeds into this fertile soil that we have right now to be able to manifest as we unfold 2017. And 2017 really creates the beginning seed, not just for the next 9 years, but really for the rest of this life, for the rest of this millennium. So all these choices that we make, all these decision points that come up in a day are really amplified now because we're coming out of this energy of this last 9-year cycle, and it has a momentum to it. Salazar, when you were talking about what you're seeing on the world stage or in our country with the inaugurations coming up and all these things that are lined up, whether it's the judicial appointments or, you know, deregulation that they want to shove through or legislation that they want to shove through, all of that is an interesting culmination from this time of limitation. And we were finishing that up this last year, but those powers are taking that oomph and pushing that in into January, into this limitless period. And so all of us individually are coming out of this final cycle of limitation with whatever we have done with our lives to this point. But we're standing on this threshold now. And January is the other side of the threshold. December was the first half. January is the second half. And it's kind of asking you, how are you going to take that momentum coming out of this graduation year, this time of fruition, this time of harvest? How are you going to use all of that energy and momentum? What direction are you going to go? And some of the meditation symbols that I had selected when I get together with my vibrational infusion group to represent the year was, one was the calla lily. It's a single petal. It's a spiral that's opening up and blossoming. And that represents each of us in this year of 2017. Each of us is that seed of divine wisdom, of divine love, of divine light. We have been that seed that really has been hiding in the husk until now, because now is our time to bloom. So what kind of flower are you going to choose to be? What kind of being of light are you going to choose to be? So I would highly suggest go out and find an image that motivates you, that inspires you, that says, when I bloom, who do I choose to be? Because that's the question we're being asked for this entire year. The second image I selected was this beautiful single blue egg sitting in a nest. And blue represents, the color blue represents that limitlessness, that limitless transformation. That is what we have to work with now. So if we see ourselves as that seed or that egg, it's back to what kind of egg, what kind of seeds are we planting? We are that biggest seed of what we are creating. And the third image that I loved, if you go out and Google images of the Milky Way galaxy, and then you see this spiral energy, and it shows the power, the magnificent power of that spiral energy. And that's really what we're coming out of 2016 into 2017 to birth a new way of being for ourselves individually and for the world. So when we look at 2017, amazing possibilities of going into oneness, choosing union over separation, realizing that this time of limitations was all about convincing us that we were separate, that we were separate from God, that we were separate from each other, the whole divide and conquer mentality, the whole competition and better than, less than, all those seeds of judgment, all of that came out of separation. The fear of lack came from this era of limitation. If we have the opportunity now to change the play, to rewrite the script, to go to a time where we are able to transform that, that's what 2017 is about, is choosing and knowing who we are. And the core part of knowing who we are is that we are expressions of our soul in human form. We are expressions of the divinity in human form, that we are, as Nelson Mandela said, powerful beyond measure. And it is time now to collect all that we are to us and to plant those seeds for the world that we do want to create. So in this year, there's going to be tremendous distractions because the general energy of the country has voted. And it's voting in a way that continues on this path or trajectory of limitations, continues on this path of like the water going down the drain. So what if that's the direction you want to go, great, keep listening to the news and keep going into the drama of it. Or when we talk about, you know, turn the lead in your life into gold, it's going into ourselves and finding those places inside that still would choose separation, that still would choose competition, that still would choose a win-lose scenario versus a win-win, and transform those aspects of ourselves. Because this one year, this 2017, is both an inwardly focused but then an outwardly expressive year. It's a transform within and then plant those seeds and take action based on that new beginning. But the beginning starts from within. And as we go through this year, using that spiral energy that you see in that picture of the Milky Way galaxy, it's a bit like if we look at the Osho Zen Tarot card for change. Using that power and momentum of change to drive the direction, to help fund and uplift what we are creating. And if we choose to create in a limitless direction, aligned with the truth of who we are, that gets funded by the universe. So if we look at where we are in January now, we've already gotten through the whole first week, and we're into, you know, the second going into almost the third week of January. January is a very powerful month. It's not like any other month in the year. It contains both these kind of bookends between December and January that represent the whole preview of 2017. So you have the power of Alpha and Omega at your disposal. You're aligned with that energy of endings, beginnings, endings, beginnings. You have the whole living library of experience to draw upon as you're creating and planting seeds for this year. And remember, it's not just this year. It's the whole millennium, right? So each day represents a preview of some part of the coming year. And the January represents the manifesting cycle of the year. So here we are in the creative portion of the year, but previewing the manifesting cycle. So we can very quickly initiate new projects and start actually manifesting towards the fruition of those projects. It also plants the seed for those to manifest in the latter part of the year. So where we are today on January 10th, we actually have the whole preview or summary of August, which is a month that's all about self-love. So if we look today and say, well, how'd my self-love go? Because our self-love really influences what we're capable of manifesting. It's almost like having a governor on how much we will allow to flow into our life, how much grace, how much prosperity and abundance, how much love, how much joy, how much bliss, how much success. All those things are influenced by our level of self-love. So this is a great day to release and let go of any of those little bugaboos that we might still be holding around self-love. And then on January 11th, we have a great opportunity. It's a very powerful day for planting new seeds. It's a portal of new beginnings. And it aligns with clarity and wisdom. So it allows us to take the wisdom of our soul and plant seeds that are going to be aligned with who we truly are. It also, looking at the vibrations in a different way, creates a portal of creation. So it's called the hand of the divine sweeping through your life, allowing yourself to create a new image of who you are and what you're here to be and how you want to express yourself more authentically in the world. So very powerful day tomorrow, the 11th. And then on the 13th, we have an interesting configuration. It's a doorway that opens up a new way of being in relationships and partnership. And we talked about that at the beginning of the segment, that it's going to, this new millennium is going to support new models of relationship. And we see this manifesting in the world in different business models that are collaborative business models or crowdsourcing kind of models. All of them are based on our interaction with other people. So January expands that. If you're starting new projects on that day on the 13th, it's a good way of looking at who wanders into your life that day. If you look at every person you meet as this potential new ally, as someone who may have a puzzle piece or a message for you, or a sign, a clue, an omen, right? Or that is a potential new friend, right? We are taught as children to be afraid of strangers, right? Don't talk to strangers. Don't meet new people. And yet, in a 1 year, this is a great time to reach out and connect with people and make those connections more meaningful. So that's January 13th. And then January 14th, really huge day. So this kind of bridges and goes to the next level what we had on January 11th. This now brings a threshold of co-creation. And it's asking us to really focus on What kind of world, inside and out, do we want to create? It's like the burgeoning of a new dawn. It's allowing us to align all of our hopes and dreams and desires for ourselves in this world with our soul and be conscious co-creators in the world. Pretty cool. A lot of responsibility with that, right? But it's saying be pristine that day on what you are creating. And then, let's see. I'm seeing if there's any other really big days to watch out for. That's kind of a lot just in those couple of days. On Sunday, then, we have this infusion of heaven and earth. And then I also wanted to point out that, Solstar, you talked about the day of the inauguration. And that is actually on January 20th. There's an interesting configuration that day, too. Interesting. So it has also a portal of new beginnings. It's similar to January 11th, and I think that's why it makes it really important if you want to create a new pathway of the energy to really come together, all beings of light and love, and focus on that on January 11th, and then again on January 14th to start creating that pathway. And then when we get to January 20th, you have this portal of new beginnings, interestingly guided by clarity and wisdom, but it also is on the spiritual, one of those doorways that are about relationship and communications, and in there, and diplomacy and partnership, in there is this concept of if we can establish relationships that are win-wins, right? And so many of these policies initiatives that they're promoting really are not that. You know, it isn't for what is the good of everyone in the equation. So let's set the intentions as we go into January 11th for that we want to create a world that is just and balanced, and that there's fairness and equity, and that there is a level of taking care of the all, not just the individual. And I think that's going to be an interesting theme for the entire year of, is it, all for one, one for all? Is it, you know, what's in it for me? And each of us is being asked that. But it's easy to see that playing out in the world. Sometimes it's harder for us to catch ourselves on doing similar things. But that's how we transform it, is catch it in ourselves, change it in our own life. As we change it in our own life, we start changing the people we interact with around us. As we do that, we change our communities. As we do that, we change our country. As we do that, we change our world. Right? It all starts within. And we'll come back to that a lot this year, because that's the one thing we actually have control over. So we talked last week about this is the year of becoming. We are like the caterpillar that has gone into the chrysalis state. We're not quite the butterflies yet, right? We are sometimes goo. So if you wake up this year and you go, I don't even really know who I am anymore because I'm changing so fast, that's okay. Because the one seeks identity. It seeks knowing who I am. But sometimes it's okay to know that I am love and I am light, and I am willing to become whatever my soul needs me to be in this world at this time, right? Give yourself a little bit of permission in this creative part of the year to kind of be in that state of becoming without having to nail it down, without having to fit it in a box. Because any box we came up with right now would still carry the limitations of this time we're coming out of. So open yourself up to that possibility of magic and miracles. Be willing to flow with the energy in a positive direction toward the light. And I wanted to give people some tools to work with as we go through this passage, because so far in talking to people and doing some kind of beginning of the year readings with folks, it's an intense time for a lot of people. There's a lot going on vibrationally with very powerful configurations, as well as astrologically a lot of things going on. And then you have a lot just going on in people's lives. So time is going faster and faster. And I found that, you know, the tools that we share on the show using color and aromatherapy helped me a lot. Using the meditation symbols helped me a lot. So the aromatherapy for this coming year, let me give you that one first, is myrrh, which is a very earthy, it helps you connect with Mother Earth, helps you connect with that power of creation. Dill and coconut and apricot, all delightful. And colors, turquoise, beige, chocolate, and apricot. I even found this chocolate tea that is delightful. And I have an apricot tea, and I've been I love using those because it gives you the smell and the taste. And the more the senses you can bring into the equation of connecting with this vibration, I find that to be the most useful. And translating them just from a number to what does that feel like? What is the texture and the sensation of that vibration? And it helps you learn to kind of surf the currents of the vibrations better. The tools for January are the ones we were working with last year. The aromatherapy is lavender and sandalwood, bergamot, which is in Earl Grey tea, actually, the stuff that smells so good, and wild orange. And the colors are red and olive and brown and lavender. So keep working with those as we go through January, particularly if there's things that come up that you still want to release. I'm still having some of those. I think everybody probably is. Those are working really well. I put the lavender on the bottom of my feet before I go to sleep. And then when I wake up and I'm going into the day, I love using this coconut lotions because it brings that smell of the tropics, and I say, I am going to have a paradise of a day. And any of those things that we can do to create a new beginning to the day, a lot of us, I'll confess, I roll over and do five more minutes, and I like to meditate in the morning before I even get out of bed, and then pretty soon I'm like rushing around to try to get to work on time and, you know, creating stress for myself. That's a good act of self-love as we go into 2017, is create a new, more sacred way to start each day, because it frames and colors our entire experience throughout that day. So if anyone has suggestions, they can certainly share them. And I'm going to be playing with that as we go through the day or through this year. Because in a 1 year, it's all about experimentation, trying something new to see if it works better for you. If I keep clinging to my old way of doing things, I'm not transforming. If I keep clinging to my old way of doing things, I'm not making space for the new to come in. And so even in the smallest things, be willing to just play with it. And you don't have to give everything a grade, right? It's like maybe it's fun to do it differently, even if it's not the most efficient way. You know, we were finding that when you look at how people drive from point A to point B, and sometimes you'll get people, and both people are saying, that's the dumbest way to go. This is faster. And if you timed it, they end up about the same, but you get a different view. So maybe don't go the same way every day. Or take that extra couple blocks and, you know, go down by the ocean and see the ocean, or buy some pretty garden that someone has planted and send some appreciation that way. January is the month for planting gratitudes as well as seeds, because gratitude is the fertilizer that nourishes and nurtures those seeds that allows them to bloom and flourish. And this is a year that we are meant not just to be the seed, not just to be the potential, but that we actually begin to bloom and flourish in this world, not just showing up and surviving in, you know, the crack in the sidewalk, but that we're able to truly thrive. So very potent period of potential that we have going on. And I think, Salazar, those were the things from a vibrational point of view I wanted to share. Do you have any thoughts or questions on those?
No, I don't. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Stepped on my cord and I didn't know if I was going to be heard. No, I was good with that. There are some, once again, some synchronicities going on with what's going on astrologically, but for the most part, you know, the messages are, I don't know what the messages are. But so let me touch on a couple of things that happened, starting with Sunday, when Mercury went direct in Sagittarius. It went into Sagittarius while it was retrograde. So it finally went direct, and it was 617. No, I'm sorry. Went to the wrong notes here. Was 1:43 a.m. Pacific time on Monday or Sunday. And it remains in Sagittarius. And I gave some cautions about it being in Sagittarius because we actually had a little bit of stability going on when it was in Capricorn because of that dogged persistence and earth energy of Capricorn. But while retrograde, it moved back into Sagittarius, and it's getting some of that fire. And Sagittarians like to say things without thinking very often, so we have to watch for that. Our minds are thinking things we don't really want to say, and then if we say them, we'll kind of wish we hadn't. So we want to watch for that. But this is also a good time for us to get a little bit of a future vision. We have a little bit more of a forward-looking energy, a future energy going on, because Sagittarians like the big picture. They don't like the details, and they ain't into the details, but they like the big picture. So big dreams may come to you at this time. And also, when I say big dreams, I literally mean dreams. Vivid, sharp, alive dreams that are talking to us, and we wake up and say, what did that mean? What was going on? What was I thinking? We should really find our dreams are getting much more vivid and much more detailed as we go forward. And again, they're talking to us. They're reawakening after a time of being a little quiet. So it's a good time to jot down the big ideas. Don't take action just yet on the details. We'll get to that. Take the big dreams, write them down, keep track of the notes, keep track of the big ideas and big visions. But we should start feeling better this week. Now, I made a prediction that, fortunate for me, did not come to pass. I'd actually said that usually when Mercury goes direct is when I have the biggest impact. But I found that I really had a significant number of impacts during the course of the retrograde for me. So I felt good that when it went direct, I really wasn't having impacts. I don't know why. That's always been my pattern. So my pattern has shifted, which is kind of nice. Now, tomorrow, you were talking about the 11th, and I think this is where we start getting into some of the synchronicities. So let me back up. Tomorrow, Mars and Pisces will sextile Pluto and Capricorn. And as we know, a sextile is, as I've said before, is almost like a karmic agreement. It's an agreement made ahead of time. It's harmonious and it's positive. But the sextile also requires that we have to do something. So I mentioned last week we have Mars in Pisces. So we have our fire being drowned by the water of Pisces. It's bottom line. And then we have Pluto in Capricorn, which in one sense is kind of a good place because Pluto likes to overturn the apple cart. And again, Capricorn is grounded. It's earth. It's persistent. It's determined. It's not about to do radical moves. So it's kind of a nice place for the moment. So this aspect will give all of us more energy. We should feel a little bit, if we felt a little sluggish, a little draggy, almost as if we're walking through the mud or through a big puddle of molasses, this should be a time when we start to feel our energy coming back. It's a good time to work forward in areas of our work life, our career life, to start taking steps going forward. But I'm going to give a caution. You got to hear the rest of this week before you go too far. Now, since Pluto wants us to dive deep into our psychological motivations, it's also a good day, really, from a work and career perspective to identify what you want and why you want it. You know, don't keep being buffeted by the seas outside you. Know what you want. Which harbor are you setting sail for? And if you do nothing except to check in with yourself tomorrow on the 11th, you're going to find great results coming your way. But it's important that you check in. Everybody needs to take some time to just check in with yourself. What do I want? Why do I want it? What does it mean to me? So if adjustments are needed, maybe you just need to make some adjustments to where you are. If so, acknowledge it, adjust, and start moving out, but gently, not big changes. And then on Thursday, of course, we have our full moon in Cancer at 3:34 p.m. And this full moon kicks off. There's a whole series of transits happening on Thursday that I want to mention. So we're going to have our full emotional full moon occurring in the sign of Cancer, who loves emotions and always ready for some emotional displays. And since Cancer loves all things home, family, and food, it's a good day to decide to spend it with some delicious things. You know, make yourself something special to eat. Get something special to eat. Don't necessarily engage in the emotional outbursts. It's also an exceptional day to avoid sharing your deepest feelings with family, friends, colleagues, or even strangers on a train. Tone down the drama. Everyone is feeling touchy. Everyone will feel out of sort. Just play nice. Enjoy the open heart energy of the day. But stay quiet about anything you're opposed to. Be very cautious or anything that's bothering you. This is not the day to have those conversations because they will turn into drama. Also on that Thursday, Mercury enters Capricorn. Now, so our emotions are being pulled by Cancer. It's the same day that our thoughts, communication, and mind will settle into the logical, practical, and realistic Capricorn. So now we've got our yin-yang going on in full score. The persistence of the goat will cause it to shut down any drama and act and theatrics when needed, but sometimes that's through downright scolding. So minimize your own theatrics. Watch out that you're not scolding, and watch out for scolding that you're going to receive if you don't minimize your theatrics. Mercury in Capricorn is a strong punch of reality, which helps our minds get back on track and think logically. This is now when we're going to get into the time of starting to look at our tasks and actions in place. This is when we'll be able to see the details or work on the details that previously seemed to escape us. So Capricorn is very deliberate. This will not be a transit full of epiphanies. Great insights will not come from Mercury in Capricorn, But it's a time, again, for looking at the details we've left unattended and get the details defined and resolved. It's a good time, really, to walk, talk, and act rationally and sensibly. And the last big transit of the day, or the last transit that's going to hit us, is Venus on Thursday. Venus in Pisces will conjunct Neptune in Pisces. Now, we know Pisces in the 12 signs of the zodiac is the last sign of the zodiac. So it carries energies of all the signs that come before us, and it's extra sensitive. So while our emotions are up, our planet of, which is the day of the full moon, our planet of love and harmony will be sitting in our sign of deep sensitivity, and that'll be sitting right on top of Neptune, which is sitting in that same sign of Pisces. So Neptune is our planet of the collective unconscious. It's the dreamer. It's the visionary. It's the healer. And it's soaking up the intuition, the sympathy, the compassion, and all of the humility of Pisces. But with our minds in Capricorn, we may find ourselves in this debate between our emotional openness and our practical, dogged approach to getting things done. So we're going to have a dance between the rational doing and the intuitive feeling. And we have to remember also that Neptune rules illusions and confusions. So it's very easy to fall into the emotional trap, for instance, with Venus in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, the emotional trap of finding the love of your life in every encounter. And those who remain in their Capricorn persistence will avoid any hard feelings at all during this transit. So it's going to be this constant push-pull going on. Be careful with your heart, but also be careful with your words. No big decisions, no big changes on this day, on Thursday, and I'd say for a few days following. Allow yourself to come up with ideas. Write them down. Just don't act on them. Come back to them next week. Don't move. Don't change jobs. Don't buy a house. Don't end a relationship. Don't start a relationship. No big changes. Your mind is coming back because of Mercury in Capricorn. It's been a little all over the place. Your intuition is kicking in. Allow it to open you, but focus on the earlier details of tasks that remain undone. And that's kind of the focus for this week, is avoiding the illusion and confusion before we journey into next week. So any comments or thoughts, Kira?
Yeah, I think it's interesting where the full moon is, because here, the day before we have the full moon, we've got that huge, what time is the full moon, by the way?
It's 3:43 in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay. So the day before, you have this huge portal of creation and portal of new beginnings. And then you go right into the full moon, and that is a day vibrationally that's all about transformation, aligned with the truth of who we are and what we want to create, creating, back to what we were talking about, Sweet Merlin, that energy of unconditionality. So very powerful passage. I think it's good to highlight those in our calendar now, so we don't miss that opportunity. And I realized, I don't think I shared with people the other days on the preview. So we talked about how the 10th is the preview of August. We then, on the 11th, start moving into the preview of September. Now, September is a month that's all about limitlessness. So limitless potential and possibilities, magic and miracles, really the goddess energy, that pregnant void where all things are possible. That's carrying us through the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and the 15th is the summary of September. So this whole week where we have all this going on has this undercurrent, overcurrent, this wind of that limitless potential and possibilities and magic and miracles all infusing in. And then on the 16th and 17th, until we're together again, we start into the preview of October, which brings the energy of clarity and wisdom. Again this year, very much aligned to the truth of who we are. Where is our North Star? And finding that inside of ourselves and following it without hesitation. So super, super big week.
Yeah, it's a good time, I believe, for all of us to really get clear on what's important to us. As I stated at the start of the show, and you referred to it during your segment, there's a lot of dramatic and unsettling changes going on with the new administration. The attention and direction and focus of what they seem to be doing and trying to do. And we have to build our peace in our own little corner of the world. But at the same time, what we have to do is be ready to stand up for the rights of humanity. And we can only do that by being grounded in place. So I think this week, where it says, especially looking at your work and career, to get clear on, you know, what do you want? Why do you want it? And ensure that it's something that supports you and balances you and meets those needs that allows you to be able to engage in other areas when necessary. And I'm saying that because I think it's time for people to get out of the closet, get out of their houses, to get out of their yards, and be ready to stand up for what is best about this nation when called upon. So, even though I usually say, you know, we have to create, and it's true, we have to create our heaven on earth in our own little life here. But we create that so that we can also stand up for our fellow human beings when they need us to be there with them. And I believe that this is the week to get clear on some of that with ourselves.
Quite a week. It's going to be quite a year.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the journey. So any additional thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners, Kira?
I feel like I'm probably forgetting things, but I feel like we covered a lot. I just wanted to reinforce a couple things. Along with the energy that is empowered for 2017, it aligns both in January and for the year with the element of fire. And I thought about this when you talked about Sag, because Sag is also about fire. So one of the tools you can use for transformation is to call upon Saint Germain's Violet Flame. And if you have things within you you want to transform, things in your life you want to transform, you can do a meditation calling upon that violet flame energy within you and around you to help with the transformation. One of the activities that's empowered in 2017 is forgiving. So if we have those things that are still there to be transformed, there's usually this little kernel of forgiveness that allows us to unknot the knot and allow whatever that energy is to be recycled and set free. So play with that too. And it's a year, while we're still in January, to simplify. Part of last year was to release all of these things, these burdens we didn't want to carry anymore. And things are just going to keep going faster and faster. So the more things that you can simplify in your life and focus your energy and your life force on the things that most matter to you, that you're the most passionate about, the better off you are with navigating this new year. So that's just my final kind of thoughts for the week.
All right. Well, I'm going to just add something while you're there is that I really wouldn't have talked about it, but I'll tell you, it's for later in the month, but this is going to be, we're going into the year of the Red Fire Rooster, which actually is, this is a sign of dawn and awakening. It's about triumph and success. It's about coming back, but it can only be achieved through hard work. You have to be willing to do the work for that. And so I think since you're talking about the fire and the element of fire, that I thought I would just bring in that this is the year of the Red Fire Rooster coming up. It'll be at the end of the month when we have Chinese New Year. And it's important for people to recognize that everything is up for creation. Everything is up for doing. Everything is up for manifesting this year if you do the work.
Oh, that aligns so beautifully, because one of the other activities empowered vibrationally this year is to awaken. And that is what this year is about, right? You know, we've had all of these wake-up calls vibrationally interspersed, frankly, over the last 9 years. Now it's time to say, okay, I'm not going to hit the snooze alarm again. I am going to choose to be part of that awakening. I'm going to choose to be part of that new dawn.
All right. Well, thank you, Kira, for joining us and sharing your information. I want to remind folks that Kira will be back with us next Tuesday for with her Go With The Flow to share the vibrational energy for the week. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well,
so I want to thank folks for listening to Good Vibrations Radio today. We'll be back on Thursday with Dr. Catherine Bell and her experiential dream work. And her experiential dream work is actually helps the dreamer live the experience of their dream and feel the experience of their dream to get a better understanding of what's going on. And she'll also be talking about her dream caravan, her Festival of Dreams, coming up February 5th in Santa Cruz. So once again, we'll be back 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, Pacific time, 5 to 6 p.m. with Good Vibrations Radio and Dr. Catherine Bell. You can listen to the podcast at any time, and you can go to the homepage of goodvibrationsradio.com to find out how best to listen to us live when we're actually doing the show. So I want to thank you for listening. Remember to turn the lead in your life into gold, and whatever you do, make sure you allow yourself to check in on this full moon and get clear on what you want and why you want it. Many blessings to you. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loved vibrations happening with